Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I see all over social media people are saying, but we're going to be Italy. Our trajectory is what Italy's going through. Well, I want to talk to somebody who's there and who's actually seen this break out. He is former Speaker Newt Gingrich. You can find all the things related to him now at Gingrich360.com, and his newest book is called Shakedown. Mr. Speaker, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for coming back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, listen, I'm delighted to be with you, and you are raising, frankly, a lot of the key questions. Italy is a unique situation for a couple of reasons. One is that they did the opposite of what President Trump did. They did not shut down the flights from Wuhan for a long period, and as a result, they got behind the curve. They have since, I think, played catch-up with great intensity and recognize it's a real crisis. But people don't realize that there are about 100,000 Chinese who live in northern Italy. And when the Chinese, some big Chinese companies bought some of the high-end Italian fashion companies, they wanted to be able to keep saying they were made in Italy. So they simply shipped workers in. So it's made in Italy by Chinese workers, which is, if you think about it, pretty weird. But it's very likely that the first virus came here from a direct flight from China, because there were a lot of flights to northern Italy from China.
Sure.
And early on, the government did not realize how serious this was going to be. Once they realized that, they have taken very aggressive steps. But they're in a different situation than we are. And it's important to also remember the reason, one of the reasons that the death rate's so high is that you have Italy is the second oldest country in the world after Japan.
Right.
And this is a virus which is especially dangerous if you're over about 60 or 65 years of age. And the older you get, the more dangerous it is. I think the average age of death in Italy from the virus is 81 years of age. So it's a little bit like the nursing home in Washington State. So that's the background to this. And now it is really closed down. The only stores that are open are grocery stores, pharmacies, and gas stations. They're very strict about being on the street. The police will stop you. If you don't have a legitimate reason, they will give you a fine and up to $800, and I think they're going to raise it even higher. So they're taking very serious steps. There's some hope that they're very close to the crest of the spreading, and it may begin. It's slowing down. It's still going up, but it's slowing down. So there's some hope that they may actually be turning the corner here in the next week or so.
Mr. Speaker, that's obviously good news for people that are concerned about the Italy situation, because it has been cited here in American media for a number of days, if not more than a week now, as being the trajectory that the U.S. is on. And I don't see that being replicated in our own communal spread data that's coming in. But I'm not a medical researcher. I don't claim to be. I don't have that expertise. But I'm just watching what we're doing here, and it doesn't seem to be adding up to what's happening there.
Well, it's not. I mean, first of all, I think about half of all the cases in the country are in New York State. If you take New York State, California, and Washington State, you have the vast majority of the cases.
Right.
Second, we have to remember that we are a continent-wide, gigantic country. So you have to ask yourself, if you live in a state where virtually nobody has the disease, and you can identify, and this is where I do deeply disagree with how we've approached this. I think we should be mass producing tests as fast as we can and start moving towards testing everybody. You don't want to wait till somebody has symptoms before you test them. First of all, in the studies that were done in northern Italy, about half the people who have the disease don't have any symptoms at all.
Right.
So you can't wait for it. And second, if you wait till the symptoms show up, you already probably are a carrier and have spent 3 or 4 days potentially spreading the disease. So, one, we need to go, and I would start, frankly, focusing, this will surprise you, I would start by focusing on the healthiest places and figure out how to sustain their health and therefore how to reopen their economy.
No, actually, that makes a lot of sense, Mr. Speaker, because that's obviously where, if the American economy is not going to all-out crash, we're going to have to do things like that, and we're going to have to loosen the controls, you know, piecemeal, a little bit at a time as we go along. We're speaking with former Speaker Newt Gingrich. His new book is called Shakedown, and his website, Gingrich360.com, has everything related to what the former Speaker is doing. I am curious as to your thoughts about the controversy that we have seen in the U.S. over using drugs that are available and on the shelf. I know that Italy is not, at least initially, I read that they were not using hydroxychloroquine. It did seem to have good response in the Marseille study that was published, and of course the Indian and South Korean and China studies that were kind of put together. They all seem to say good. That is going into effect in New York as we speak this moment. I hope that we are going to be able to report shortly that American trials saw the same success with that, but why has Italy been slower to embrace some of these drug formulations?
Well, I think this is one of the real challenges when you have a pandemic, and it's a little bit like dealing with a huge war. The processes and the habits of the public health community are to minimize risk. Legitimately, you know, they're very skeptical when people come along with a magic cancer cure or whatever.
Sure.
And so they also remember they were deeply scarred by the thalidomide case, where in fact children were being born deformed and missing limbs and what have you. And so there's a very deep tradition of minimizing the chance you're going to hurt yourself. Now, when you're dealing with a pandemic, and you have potentially millions of people worldwide that are going to be involved, and it is potentially life-threatening, I would say anything which doesn't kill you is worth trying. And then it becomes pragmatic. If you end up with a doctor who says, you know, I took this, this has been approved for use in humans, I took it off-label, and I now used it with people who have the coronavirus. And by the way, I saw one claim, I can't validate it, but I think it's a doctor in Queens who's now treated 300 people, none of whom have gone to the hospital. And he just said, you know, that's great virtuous, it works.
Yeah.
Well, I think we ought to go back to being pragmatic Americans, and we got to be too red tape ridden. You know, the Food and Drug Administration at times undoubtedly had more people die while they were waiting for the FDA process than would have died had they gone ahead and taken a gamble. So I am for using anything which is already proven good for people. And if it works, then let's spread the word as fast as we can.
Last question, Speaker, and I appreciate your time. Nancy Pelosi pretty much nuked an all but done deal between Senate Democrat and Republicans. And now they're racing against time to try to get another bill in place and trying to in some way get it done. You never faced this exact kind of crisis when you were Speaker, but what were your thoughts as you saw what she did in the last 48 hours?
I thought it was astonishing. Look, I had very tough negotiations with President Clinton. We got a lot of stuff done, including balancing the budget for 4 years, and it was tough. You had to sit at the table and work these things out. But to have Mitch McConnell do the right thing, which was establish 5 different committees, all of them bipartisan, have the Democrats and Republicans come together with a bill, all of it bipartisan, And then, frankly, if Schumer wanted to step in and say, oh, gee, you missed these three things, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. I think that's a legitimate part of the legislative process. But to have Pelosi show up, blow the whole thing up, produce a 1,400-page bill filled with every radical and liberal idea they could think of, you know, she's blackmailing the American people. And I just think, how can you be in the middle of a pandemic? In fact, you know, it's the sort of place where Cuomo ought to call her and tell her how bad it's going to be in New York, and he ought to call Schumer and say to Schumer, have you just lost your mind?
Yeah. No doubt. And I think that the American people are going to remember that. Anyway, Speaker, we're always grateful for your time. I want you to get the Speaker's book, Shakedown. It's his newest. Check in with, he's got a podcast. He's got all kinds of resources at Gingrich 360, including his ongoing thoughts about Corona as we go through the days to come as well. Mr. Speaker, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Great. Love it.
And we love it when you stick around for Radio Night Live. Kelsey Bowler, Sally Lloyd-Jones, Carol Markowitz, all straight ahead. It's Hour 2. I'm Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Are you Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. You know, in hour number two, we like to open up the ladies' lounge. And from here on out, that's what we've got. So we've got another triple header in the ladies' lounge tonight. Kelsey Bowler, Sally Lloyd-Jones, Carol Markowitz, all of whom have very important things to talk about, and many of them practical. Like, why are pregnant women now not allowed to have their partners join them in the hospital for delivery? Yes, it's coronavirus's fault. Just one of the things I get into the discussion on with the Kelsey Bowler. She's a new contributor to the Independent Women's Forum. She's actually a fellow there, and we had a lot to get into.
The congressional action, in my opinion, simply failed to address the governmental need.
Okay, I'm wondering how he would have done it differently. That's Governor Cuomo, or as the internets are calling him, the Second Coming. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yeah, I'm kind of tired of the Cuomo stuff. They're like, oh, he walks on water. Very interesting stuff I want to get into here with Kelsey Bowler. Kelsey, welcome back. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on the new digs at the Independent Women's Forum. Again, we're happy for you and able to be equally committed to being a mom as you are that professional writer and person that you are. But we're grateful to have you still here, even during the quarantine.
Hey, yeah, it's great to be here, and certainly an interesting time to be starting the new job.
I wanna delve into the deal that Congress came to, the one that Cuomo was just dissing on there. But before I do that, Kelsey, what's the Cuomo thing? Why are women on the internet swooning about him? Do they not know that had this crisis not come along, that his state had a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit, that they were looking at that they are implementing a bail reform law that's turning New York into a wildly criminal state? And that the downward trajectory of the optimism of people that live here is like just falling off the charts. People are getting out of New York fast as they could for the tax policies and everything else. I mean, it seems like his state was in complete disarray. He now gets this daily press briefing. Oh, he's so handsome. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. And now they're talking about, you know, maybe they'll do the second round of the balloting and the Democratic convention, you know, knock Biden out and put him in or something. I mean, this is a little absurd to me. You're a woman. Explain it to me.
Well, look, I have to agree with you. New York is hemorrhaging businesses. People and businesses, small and large, are fleeing the state to find more tax-friendly policies. But on the other hand, I do want to give Governor Cuomo credit because he's very organized, clear, and concise in his press conferences, and that is what the American people are looking for right now. They want facts, and he is focusing on the facts. And although he is very critical of the bill that just passed in Washington, D.C., he hasn't been overly political in criticizing the Trump administration for its response. He comes off as more fair than some other politicians have been, and I think that that's what the American people want. They want to put politics aside and get to the point and stick to the facts.
That part of it I agree with you on, and I've given him credit for the last week and a half in working with the president, and I thought that the president properly recognized New York as kind of the ground zero of where this thing is at and having to get as many resources here as possible. What I'm completely baffled by is that good enough is never good enough for the guy. And I don't know if we can afford the stimulus that the Congress just agreed upon and that they're going to be rolling out, but New York's going to get the lion's share of that, and there's going to be a lot of money coming his way. And I'm just saying, for a guy that's had a hard time just keeping the normal run of his house in order prior to this, it seems like his initial cooperation is turning into a little bit of stunting, in my opinion, and I'm just kind of getting weary of it, personally. I mean, this is me.
Well, Kevin, you're from New York. You follow, you know, what's going on in that state long before the coronavirus outbreak. I think the vast majority of the country is just tuning into what True. This type of leadership is like, and they possibly think that what they're seeing now applies to how he's run the state in the past. And look, I personally, you know, I have a lot of friends and family members in New York, but I have not up until this point paid that much attention to his personality, his leadership. And I think it speaks more to the status of the Democrat Party that they're realizing that they are in trouble if Joe Biden is the leader. And that's why they're looking at how Cuomo is handling this and saying, hey, maybe we yeah. make a quick switch now while we can.
No, that's totally legit. I mean, Biden can't even get through a pre-staged fake briefing in his own library without making gaffes these days. So it's kind of interesting. All right. You're the editor of the Bright Email for Thursdays, and you broke down what the agreement came to last night. You've got a bunch of them in there. What do you think is most important about the deal that Congress has come up with, and we heard from Nancy Pelosi today, she expects it to pass tomorrow?
Well, I think the unemployment program, where expands eligibility for workers to have an additional $600 per week for 4 months on top of what state programs already pay, that's a big deal. And this is something that, you know, some conservatives are supporting, but they're rightly very concerned about, that this cannot turn into a permanent program. This is a program for a crisis. Americans are in a crisis and they need help right now. So that's one major aspect that's coming out of this bill. There's a lot of help to small businesses in the form of loan guarantees. Americans are able to access their retirement funds without penalty for distributions up to $100,000. And one of the last major points, although there's far more in this than I can cover right now, but direct payments to the American people. Americans will receive a one-time direct deposit of up to $1,200, and married couples will get up to $2,400 plus an additional $500 per child. But that is only available for incomes up to $75,000 for individuals and $150,000 for married couples. And look, that sounds like a lot of money, but if you were making $75,000 and all of a sudden your income comes down to zero, you might be in trouble, and then you might not have access to that type of payment. So I hope it's enough.
Yeah, well, we'll see, and it's certainly something that that the country has talked about for the last 10 days, and I hope that people are helped by it. Let's talk about a couple of the other things you touched on. Pregnant women and brides, how are they being impacted by COVID-19?
Right. I decided to write an article in the Federalist about the experience that a lot of engaged couples are going through, because my sister just had to reschedule her wedding. My best friend had to reschedule her wedding that was supposed to be in Italy this summer. And you're not hearing much about it because these brides and grooms know that there are far bigger problems in the world right now than rescheduling their wedding day. But I think they deserve acknowledgement. They deserve credit, and they deserve our sympathy for what they're going through. Weddings are something you dream about your entire life, and to have it upended by a freak virus that shuts down the entire economy is understandably devastating. So you can read more about my take on that over yeah. at the Federalist. And you know, it's also important to keep in mind pregnant women who need hospital care, their choices are getting severely limited because we have to limit the number of visitors that are going right. in and out of hospitals. And in some cases, that means women can't have their doulas in the hospital with them while they're giving birth.
Or their husbands. Like, my bride turned to me last night, she goes, I can't imagine having to go through that by myself. That's just so unbelievable. Anyway, check it all out. It's in today's Bright Email, and if you're not getting it, get brightemail.com, and you can sign up for it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence says the coronavirus task force is meeting this weekend to review the numbers and recommend what steps to take next. the president has pushed this week to reopen as much of the country as he can safely.
I certainly want to get it open as soon as possible. I don't want it to be long, but we also want it to open safe.
The new stimulus bill will send resources to healthcare providers and money to families and individuals who've been laid off during the outbreak. The president says many companies are pitching in to help.
We've had tremendous results on the respirators. We've had great results on just about everything we're talking about. Boeing just announced that they're going to be making the plastic face shields, the actual shields, which are hard to come by, and they're going to be making them by the thousands a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us for Radio Night Live, hour number two, continuing to roll on, yet to come. Carol Markowitz from the New York Post. She's going to say, thank God for the electronic screens. A lot of parents didn't hold that perspective just a few weeks ago, thinking some of it has changed. But I've also tried to not just give you the sad news each day, but give you practical ways to, I don't know, connect with those around you. And if you don't mind me getting, I don't know, just a tiny little bit spiritual tonight, I would love to entertain a conversation with beloved children's author Sally Lloyd-Jones. I've also been trying to allow and help people that are enduring the kind of solitary confinement of their homes with their kids, maybe much more than they're used to, some resources. And so we've had Keith Getty come and talk to us about what they're doing with the Family Hensing. And another good friend of the show, storyteller and children's author, Sally Lloyd-Jones, joins us from her sequestering, wherever she's holding up at. And Sally, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So I was thumbing through Instagram, as I am wont to do, a few more dozen times a day now than I used to, because I, you know, I don't have anywhere to be or any place to go. And I ran across the stay-at-home story time with Sally Lloyd-Jones. And, of course, my youngins, who you read to in studio here about a year ago, are all down for Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. But what are you doing? Bring us up to speed. What have you been writing about? And give us a little thumbnail of what they can expect on Sunday.
Well, yes, it's been, you know, I think we're all aware of how indebted we are to those who can't stay home and can't stay safe,
right,
who are on the front lines serving in hospitals, doctors, nurses, janitors, all the people who are really, you know, the delivery people, the grocery store clerks. And I was just thinking, well, what can we do to help? Because we're the lucky ones, we get to stay home. And I noticed one writer for children was doing a live story time a day. So I thought, well, I could do that. And so I thought, well, why don't I do two live story times on Instagram on Thursday and Sunday. And on Thursdays, I'll do my picture books. And on Sundays, I'll read from the Jesus Storybook Bible and A Thought from Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing. And so that's what I'm doing, and it's live on Instagram, so you find it in the stories, and it stays up there for 24 hours. So what's fun about that is it's a way to come together even though we're not together, because we're coming together around a story. And I love that about stories, because they bring us together, and they tell us we're not alone.
They really do. And if you're not familiar with Sally Lloyd-Jones's work on the Jesus Storybook Bible, I just have to say, in our own house, we have read through that complete text probably more than a dozen times, cover to cover, just doing a story a night. And it is so wonderful to have the Bible come alive in such a real way. And, you know, technology is really allowing Sally, us, to do these things that we couldn't have done if this had happened, you know, 20 years ago. There would be no Instagram, and there would be no FaceTime.
And, you know, the other thing, yes, and that's what one of the other disciplines of this time, isn't it? To look for all the things we can be grateful for.
Hmm.
Because I think someone said, I was in a Zoom call with my Bible study, and we were talking about how you can't really be scared and grateful at the same time. That gratitude pushes fear away. I mean, you might feel anxiety and stuff, but I think, anyway, just being grateful for things. And one of the things I'm grateful for is that the friends we came away from New York City, and we're in upstate, and I'm with friends. And one of the friends, well, it's just a small group, you know, three of us, but he is an actor, and he speaks Spanish. So the other thing we've done that we would never have thought to do is we're doing a story in two languages. So I'm posting that on Instagram as well.
Oh, wow.
It's not live, but you can find it on my video section. And
sure,
we're telling stories in two languages. So we've done the Lord's Prayer from the Jesus Storybook Bible, and we've done the Storm on the Lake from the Jesus Storybook Bible. And it's just kind of wonderful to hear the story in Spanish and English. So that's been a fun thing that we never would have thought of.
Sure.
And that's a bird you can hear, I think.
Well, and you're going to do these live readings on Thursdays and Sundays sort of indefinitely until the crisis is over.
Yes, I'm just, that's why I didn't do it every day, because I thought I want to be able to keep this up.
Sure.
So my plan is to keep doing it as long as we're all meant to stay at home.
All right. Sally Lloyd-Jones, here's what you do. You follow her on Instagram, and then you can get the story time on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern, no matter where you are on planet Earth, whatever 1 o'clock Eastern is, tune in. And there on Instagram, she will be reading from the Storybook Bible and Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing. It's going to be wonderful. The McCullough kids will be joining you, Aunt Sally, and we will look forward to talking to you in the very near future. But thank you for what you're doing to keep us encouraged today.
Oh, it's my honor. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and thank you for bringing me back.
All right. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That's Sally Lloyd-Jones, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us again. As I mentioned in hour one tonight, I've got all of the news that I am gathering, aggregating, trying to keep track of for you in regards to the cure for the coronavirus. Housed in my Twitter feed, at KMC Radio. I've got the latest controlled study pinned right to the top of the page, which is a much more expansive study that came out of France than the original one that they did, which is why the U.S. finally paid attention, and the results are even better. I also want to point something else out, and every couple of days I'm posting these numbers. Early on in the process, we kept being told here in the U.S. how our numbers were on the same trajectory as the nation of Italy. Friends, we are not Italy. And as a reminder, I'm posting the death rates every couple of days. And if you look very carefully at COVID-19 and what it's doing to populations across the globe, Italy is by far and away the deadliest place to get it. over 10%, nearly 11% of people that contract COVID-19 in Italy are actually passing away. Spain is at 7.5%, Iran 7.3%, France is at 5.7%. The global rate is 4.5%. China is under the global rate now, 4%, if you believe their numbers. South Korea and the U.S., 1.5%. That's even with the much larger number of expanded positive tests that the U.S. have tested on. New York and California within the U.S. are 1.1% each. In fact, if you take away Washington State and kind of the accident that they had with that outbreak in the nursing homes up there, you would see that the U.S. Death rate is actually the lowest of all of the large nations. It almost is anyway. But the reason that I keep posting that is that I feel like it's important for us to understand. We handled this really well from the beginning. President Trump was up against a blind enemy. He didn't know what he was up against, but he shut down the ports of entry. He didn't let people get in, and because of that, we slowed the rate, and now the cure is on the way. You want to go see the results of hydroxychloroquine, go to my Twitter feed, at KMC Radio. But in this hour, I want to be practical, and that's why I'm bringing back Carol Markowitz. Hey, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what do you think? Let me ask you before we get to your column about the way this is being reported in the media daily. Are you satisfied with what we're getting from the cable channels and the newspapers and the websites?
No, not at all. And, you know, a lot of things just keep being brought into focus, like when all the media channels yesterday blamed Donald Trump for this couple drinking the...
it was a different ingredient, people! It's a completely different ingredient. It's literally like someone saying, here, I hear that wine has good properties in it. Drink it for your health. And then someone goes home and drinks a bottle of rubbing alcohol. That's the essential equivalent of what they did. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And it's horrifying because we can't take the news seriously. And this is such a time when we need the news. We need to know what's going on. And nobody trusts the media anymore. And
well, my Twitter feed is full of people blaming me for even mentioning hydroxychloroquine. They're sending me the story in rapid numbers. And I keep going, you guys, like, at one point do we say, okay, it's tragic that that couple died. But nobody told them to do that. And in what I've encouraged people to do is if you are going to talk to your doctor about this, go read the French study and say, can we start with the dosages that they suggested in that study? Because that seems to have been at least a point to aim at. Don't just randomly drink pool cleaner.
Right. And let's be real here. Start with your doctor. Don't do anything on your own either. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure their doctor would have said, don't drink the aquarium cleaner. And I you know, listen to your doctor. Talk to your doctor before trying anything. Let's not be crazy here.
Yeah, ask the question.
We need people to trust.
Okay, Carol, you've been a homeschooling mom now for a week and 3 days.
Oh, my, Kevin.
How are you surviving? And your column
poorly.
Kind of points to this, but talk to me about what it's been like for you.
You know, we're on day 12 of self-isolation, and I think and that's certainly earlier than, say, our mayor or a lot of people that we know, but we are, so we started homeschooling, and that was, when I say we, let's be real here, I mean me. My husband is working, and, you know, God bless him, he's helping out, but he's got a full-time job, that's it. So homeschool last week was difficult, but manageable. Distance learning this week has been just impossible. We're on day two, and I'm ready to just give up. I can't do it. It's impossible.
So I saw a lesson plan, or I heard a lesson plan from my bride this morning. She says, I think she found it on Instagram or somewhere, but it went like this. Section number one, 8 a.m., frozen. At 10 a.m., section number two, frozen two. Noon, break for lunch. And this is basically what I'm hearing from a lot of friends.
That's all, I could do that. distance learning means that my three kids, who go to three different schools, have 1,000 apps and passwords and appointments and, you know, Zoom meetings and Google Classroom and just like when the PE teacher sent me a link to some other thing that they want them to do, I was like, I'm out. I am out. I can't do this anymore. I heard it, one of my friends referred to this as we've all become administrative assistants to the world's tiniest and most busiest CEOs, which is really what it feels like.
Yeah, that's true. You actually make the argument in your column this week that screens are proving salvation. How come?
Right. Well, you know, we see our friends, let's say, every few weeks for dinner. But right now we're on with them every night, FaceTiming, talking about our day. And just, you know, all the different ways that we're connecting with people. My mom, who hasn't been here for, you know, 12 days, which is very, very difficult for her. She spends every single day with my kids. And so we FaceTime with her, and we have all these things that we're doing on screens now that are keeping us together, and including things like ordering from Amazon or ordering from different grocery deliveries or all the things that we've always meant to do on social media is now happening. We're closer online than ever before, and it's actually quite nice.
We just started story time with Grandpa yesterday, and I don't know why we weren't doing that, you know, years ago, but the kids loved it, and the only difference was he's in Santa Barbara, California, and we're in New York. Like, it's, you know, that's the difference. Anyway, friends, go read her column. In this strange new world, our screens are proving our salvation. Maybe you'll get some helpful tips there, but I wouldn't bother emailing Carol about, you know, tips on how to survive remote learning. Not her favorite subject these days.
I have no tips. The tips is whiskey.
No tips and no chill. It's just, we're done. All right, Carol, good to talk to you. Be safe.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. All right. Final thoughts on Radio Night Live. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Final few minutes on this Saturday. Very kind of discouraging day for the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. The president discussing with the governors the possibility of a temporary quarantine. And to be candid, I don't know how that's different than what we've already got. But they're mulling that over. And, you know, it's interesting. Earlier today, my oldest was challenging his grandpa to a chess match across the country on one of their apps on the iPad. And it's nice to hear aspects of life at least talking about getting back to normal. Fox News reported earlier today, Charlie Gasparino actually firing the story, that the final pitch of the 2020 baseball season, which the first pitch was supposed to be thrown out this week. That's what I read somewhere today. Anyway, final pitch of the season might come near Christmas this year rather than Halloween. You know, normally it's the Boys of October. Not this time. Major League Baseball owners ratified a 17-page agreement with the Players Union on Friday in wake of the coronavirus. And players said they're willing to extend the season as long as needed to cover as close to a full schedule as possible. Even if it involves neutral sites and warm weather cities and domes, even if it involves playing in empty ballparks, even if it involves lots of day-night doubleheaders. If it means expanding the playoffs from 10 teams, fine. Players want to play. That's what we do, said the union head, Tony Clark, former All-Star first baseman. And being able to get back on the field and being able to play, even if that means their fans are watching at home, but being able to play for their fans is something they've all expressed a desire and an interest to do, and to do so as soon as possible. The deal provides for $170 million in advances from salaries that total more than $4 billion in guarantees, service time to players even if there are no games played this year. That means that Mookie Betts, George Springer, Marcus Stroman, Trevor Bauer, JT Realmuto remain on track for free agency next offseason. This season was to start Thursday, and Game 7 of the World Series was on track to be October 28th. Just a day or two before Halloween. But with opening day postponed now until mid-May, at the earliest, the final pitch could come as Frosty the Snowman starts popping up. The sides discussed a regular season extending into October, postseason through November, and maybe the World Series closer to Christmas. We would play as long as we possibly could. Obviously, the weather becomes a challenge later in the year you get, said Clark, but we do our best to play as many games as possible, regardless of when we start. So if you're a big baseball fan, MLB's trying to look out for you. Markets don't seem to be doing the same. Certainly the politicians seem to be self-interested in this weird season. All that to say, friends, what I've tried to do at this microphone for the last 2 weeks is give you the good news. And if you're looking for developments on the coronavirus hydroxychloroquine trials, I should have news on that Monday or Tuesday. They started last Tuesday. It takes about 6 days to see results, according to most of the controlled studies. We'll see if we have some news by Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. All right, you keep coming back here. My podcasts are at SoundCloud and at iTunes. You can also stream us. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a good week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.